Good morning. Blessed New Year. Chinese New Year. And I hope you had a great time with family during the weekend. And I hope that the times and the opportunities that you have with family will be used for the purposes and to do the will of God. Amen? Don't just spend time eating. Too much eating, no doing the will of God can make you sick. Yeah, so it's good to do the will of God. Amen? Okay, I bring greetings in the name of our Lord from Penang, from the Baptist churches and your brethren in Penang, and also, as well as Malaysian Baptist Convention. Greetings to you. This is what I have to do officially. Wherever I go to most Baptist churches in my role right now. But truly from my heart, this morning when Pastor Mark asked me to share the Word of God, the first thought that came to me is Chinese New Year. Traffic is going to be bad. Coming from Penang, it's going to be horrendous, you know. And but if there is a will, there is a way. Okay, if you smile a bit, I preach better, you know. Because some of you look at me like I'm your enemy. So let's smile a bit, okay? Now, this morning, what I'm going to share with you, especially in the area of missions, is from my own devotions. I have a habit. I don't preach any message which is not my devotion. It has to be something the Word of God has to impact me first before I can bring it to the people of God. I do not cook up messages. I like to be the message. I think Pantai is not in the habit of saying amen, is it? Okay. Amen means you agree to the Word of God. Amen? Okay. So, one day, I was doing my devotion from Hebrews, and this is what God spoke to me. And before that, there was an incident that happened. You know, like Pastor Mark said, I have been ministering in Nepal for over 7 years, full-time, living in Nepal during the time of war. And during the time of war is when we had our heydays. We were able to plant more than 47 churches in a single year. In 3 years, you can, you know, when I say churches, I'm not talking about buildings, okay? I'm talking about groups of disciples who obey the Word of God. If you see my definition, it's very different, okay? A group of disciples who obey the Word of God, that's why we can plant more churches, because they obey the Word of God, which is go and make disciples. And the command that Jesus gave us is a missional command. So recently, when I went there and I was doing a youth rally, after the rally, I gave an altar call, and one young man walked out with his arm in a sling and a cast. So obviously, I kind of guessed that he wants prayer for healing of his hand, but somehow curiosity kills you. So I asked him, what do you want me to pray? You know, I was trying to be like Jesus. You know, what do you want me to pray? Jesus asked questions, so I also asked questions. And so he said, can you pray for my hand? I broke my hand. That's obvious, right? Okay. Then the second question, how did you break your hand? He said, Pastor, it's a long story. I make it short for you. So I make it short for you too. He said he was riding his bike. As he was riding his bike, you know, Nepali women are very pretty. And so there was this beautiful Nepali girl crossing the road, Pastor. And for a moment, I fixed my eyes on her and her beauty. The next thing I know, the car in front stopped. And so I banged into the car and broke my hand. And in my heart, I was thinking, serves you right. Because I'm a father of a daughter, okay? And so, I realized something. Now, if you're taking down notes, this is important to write down. When we take our eyes off the road, we get into accidents. When we take our eyes off Christ, we get into spiritual accidents. I say this again. When we take our eyes off the road, we get into accidents. But when we take our eyes off Christ, we get into spiritual accidents. And that happens daily in many of our lives. That happens sometimes twice, three times in an hour in many of our lives. If you don't believe me, ask married people. Okay, that's why you have marriage course. You ask married people, they will tell you how many accidents happen in a day between husbands and wives. That happens because our eyes is not on Jesus at that moment. All of us love God. All of us love Jesus. But the moment our eyes shift, something happens. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray right now. We did not gather here to hear a man speak. We want your word. We want you to speak to us. Holy Spirit, open our ears so that we may hear. Open our eyes so that we may see. Open our minds so that we may understand. Open our hearts so that we may apply it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I have entitled my sharing, Fixing Our Eyes on Jesus. Turn to your neighbor and say, fix your eyes on Jesus. As I also do. Okay, don't tell other people to do it and you don't do it. Okay, so let's fix our eyes on Jesus. This is what the author of Hebrews says. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. One version says, looking unto Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Most of us who are English educated, when we hear a sentence starting with therefore, that means it's related to something said before. And so Hebrews chapter 11 and Hebrews chapter 12 are intertwined and it is one. In Hebrews chapter 11, you find the hall of fame of the faithful ones. Men and women who lived out their life in faith. It starts with Adam all the way to verse 32, and it continues with a group of people who are now the followers of Jesus, but the nameless one. I call them the nameless one. And the list goes on until now. That is you and me. Okay? Hebrews chapter 11, there is no end to it. Until Jesus comes and takes us all back. And so from verse 32, it talks about all these men and women who lost many things for the sake of Christ. These are the nameless ones. But verse 39, if you have your Bible there, turn to verse 39. And verse 40 tells us the reason for the word therefore. Okay? It tells us the reason for therefore. Can we do something different? Can someone stand up and read verse 39 and 40? Are you okay with that? Can someone stand up with a loud voice I see a young man in red, good-looking guy, stand up, big voice, read it out loud. Okay, stop there. All this referring to the people mentioned above. And the this, you still keep standing because we have to read. All these are plural. Everyone that is mentioned, okay, are commanded but did not receive what was promised. Okay, continue. Wow. Did you hear that? Have you read the list of names in Hebrews chapter 11? They're commanded, but they have not received the promise. Why? Because God has something far better for you and me. Say us. You can say it louder. Because only together with us, they will receive their promise. And then, therefore, he says, put away everything that entangles us and run this race. Now he's talking about this race. What is this race? This race is the life of faith, similar to the ones who lived in Hebrews chapter 11. Run this race, fixing your eyes on Jesus. Now, what kind of race, when you finish the race, you don't get your prize? Come on. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of race? Hey, don't come to church, always expecting us to give you everything. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of race? You don't get your prize after you finish. I know you know this. You're just being shy. Come on, some answers. Rat race. I didn't know there's such a race. I don't know what is rat race. You have to explain to me later. For 100 meters, when you finish, race is over, you get your prize. Marathon. Shortest, longest. You finish the race, everybody finish, you get the prize. What is the race when the first runner finish, he doesn't get the prize? I gave you a clue. It's called the relay. First runner runs, finishes the race, he doesn't get the prize. He has to pass the baton, and he has to pass within the passing zone. He can't drop the baton, because if he drops the baton, the entire team is disqualified. Then the second runner runs. He passes. The third runner runs. And the fourth, final runner runs. Now, all of them are equally important, but they always put the best runners last. Friends, Jesus is coming home. Guess who you are and me? We are the final runners. Therefore, all these have done the mission of Jesus Christ. All this took the Great Commission not as a suggestion, but as a command. My greatest fear, listen, my greatest fear as I look at the church today is complacency. I know this is not a great message on a Chinese New Year weekend. You wanted me to give you a blessing sermon. But I got to speak what God wants to speak. Amen. Not what you want to hear. And it says very clearly. So let's run, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Not man, but Jesus. You know what's the beauty of the Baptist church? The beauty is the Baptist distinctives. How many of you have heard the Baptist distinctives? So one of the things I'm doing in my leadership is sending out messages on video every other month on each distinctive, one distinctive at a time. The first distinctive of the Baptist is the authority of God's word. You are the blessed one. You're hearing the first thing that I'm going to say. You see, a lot of times we think authority of God's word is that we may know all the word of God, we may have all the PhDs, we be the cream of the crop, people of the word. When people ask, we can tell. I want to tell you what, the devil knows the word of God. So authority of God's word is not just knowing the word, but the word having authority over our lives. Great Commission says, teaching to obey everything Jesus has taught. Knowledge without obedience equals nothing in Christianity. Obedience is a word that cannot be dropped in discipleship, in missions. So, very quickly now, why do we need to fix our eyes on Jesus? Because fixing our eyes on Jesus directs our focus. I'm growing older, not old, older. And so my eyesight is not that bad. That's not that bad, not that great. And so I had to go and get my eyes checked. And my friend is from Georgetown Baptist Church, and he said, Pastor, no wonder your reading is not that great, you know, when you preach. Because I was preaching there, and he said, I was missing words. And so I need to get my glasses. So I got my glasses, but you realize I didn't wear them? This is what we call disobedience. I forgot to bring it. My wife is not with me. So she's the one who's always carrying all the things that I drop. So I forgot to bring it. But you get a glasses so that you can get your vision right. Fixing our eyes on Jesus helps us to get our vision right, our focus right. You know, Baptists are known for missions. The father of missions, of modern-day mission, is a Baptist. Some of the most famous missionary names that you hear are Baptists. So if you take mission out of Baptist, we're not really Baptists. I am so thankful that Pantai Baptist Church has been involved in missions all these years. Would you give yourself a big hand? But caution. Just like riding a bike, we can get into accidents when our eyes is not on Christ. We really need to know why we are doing this. First of all, therefore, why is Hebrews saying, therefore, there? Run your race well. We are doing this for the team. We're doing this for centuries of missionaries, missional people, missional churches that have sacrificed everything for the sake of the gospel. The baton is in our hands. So we got to refocus everything. Wow. Time has passed so fast. So refocus everything. Okay? We got to know that we're doing this because we are part of the team. We're doing this not so that our church name will be known, so that Christ will be known. We're doing this because at the end of the day, the one who's going to be blessed is us. Amen. We got to be missional. Families must be missional. Parents must teach their children how important it is to carry the gospel in their school, in the playground, wherever. My daughter is a brilliant child. She could be anything in life, but chose to be a teacher because she wants to use her career for missions. A very noble profession, teaching. How many teachers here? How many of you know you are government-paid missionary? With a lot of holidays to do extra missions. Amen. And so, we got to refocus. Your businesses have to become missional. Live a missional life. When you fix your eyes on Jesus, even your holidays can become missional. Are you here with me? I just met a group of friends, Chinese friends, who take 3 months of the year. They're very rich, okay? That's why they can do that. And they go for holiday. But where do they choose to go for holiday? I cannot mention on video. I'm so proud of such people because everything becomes missional. Amen? Secondly, very quickly, is fixing our eyes on Jesus deepens our faith. You see, Jesus was focused to finish what the Father asked him to finish. Nobody wins a race by starting. We got to finish. And we need faith if we're going to finish. Let me tell you why. You know, we were working with people who, you know, when you work with people, there's always going to be disappointment. Am I right? Those of you who are more than 25 years old, you will understand this. When you work with people, you are going to meet with disappointments. That's the same in ministry. That's the same in missions. Sometimes we want fast results. I like things to be done fast. I want to see fast results. How many of you are like me? Nobody. Oh, God. Oh, praise the Lord. We want things fast. I want things fast. But there are certain culture, no matter how hard you try, it's never going to be fast. You see, Penang people, we order only a 4 minute maximum. Food comes. 4 minutes. Cooked or not cooked, I don't know. Some coffee shops that I go, lah. But if you go during Chinese New Year, it's not going to happen. Fast. Everything fast. But there are some cultures, you order the food, 45 minutes later, the fellow walk in with the chicken. You see, I went to Nepal, I ordered chicken curry meal. And then 45 minutes, I was waiting, the guy just walked in with the chicken. 1.5 hours later, my meal came out. Plus 45 minutes. Then I realized, no point getting angry. Order the food, go and do other things, come back and eat. But the good thing is everything is fresh because the chicken was alive. Faith. To believe that what you are going to do will have results eventually. All those runners above us, before us, had faith on us. And we have to have faith, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Jesus had faith on the 12 guys he chose. Are you serious? Have you seen that bunch? I have a better team than Jesus has. Do you understand what I'm saying? I look at my guys who are working with me now, and I look at this Jesus' disciple. Man, Jesus had faith. I would have sacked a few of them immediately. Peter, for talking too much. Thomas, for doubting all the time. Do you understand? Judas for stealing from the treasury. But Jesus still kept him, you know. You know what will happen in a Baptist church? Next business meeting. Mampus kau. Faith. In missions, what is the areas that you are feeling that it's not worth investing anymore? Start praying. Start asking God, is God trying to teach you something? Fixing our eyes on Jesus, I close with this, develops our fortitude. What is fortitude? Perseverance. In any race, you need perseverance. In this walk of our life, we need perseverance. I want to say this to you. Can I share this story, short story? Can I take 2 minutes of your time? As I was doing missions with certain people group, some of these people kept on cheating on my resources and in finance and many things. To the point that I began to say things. This is the man of God who does missions, who loves people, because they constantly hurt me and then betray me and then spread bad news about me. I actually begin to say things about the race generally. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because all that hurt caused me to think very badly about the race, the entire race, because everyone I met was behaving in the same manner. But in one of my devotions, the Lord showed me, actually, He was using them to show that I was a racist. Missions is not based out of skin color or what they do. Missions is what He did on the cross. And it is supposed to be for everyone. Amen? I think you caught the point. Because with all those betrayals, you need to have perseverance, fortitude, hanging in there until it is finished. Fixing our eyes brings focus, brings faith, and helps develop our fortitude, which is perseverance. Can I pray for you? Heavenly Father, I thank you for Pantai Baptist Church for all these years of constantly doing your work. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, help us as a church to fix our eyes on you. Lord, not just in missions, but in every area of our lives. We have to become missional. The prayer around our meal time has to become missional. Because that's what is in your heart. That's what burdens you. You do not, your will is that you do not want to see anyone lost. I pray today, is that our burden? Lord, during this Chinese New Year dinner, meals, I pray that our folks will use every opportunity to show the love of Christ to family members who do not know Christ. Let it begin at our backyard. Let missions begin right at our doorstep. Help us to be a light in Jerusalem before you take us to Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. Help us start where we are. I pray that Pantai will become a beacon once again. In Jesus' name. Amen.